Welcome back to the Just Above Average podcast. I am your host, Dominic, once again. Today is January 19th, the day before the inauguration of Joseph R. Biden Jr. to be President of the United States. Today's episode is called The Joe Biden Reset. I will get into the reasons why I called the episode that, but let's get started here on the Just Above Average podcast. So, the Joe Biden reset. It's pretty apparent, I think, to anyone with a pulse and eyes and ears or any form of communication that our country is starkly divided at the moment. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. When it comes to our nation right now, we are not very united in terms of purpose or sense or anything. But come tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time, we will have a new president by the name of Joe Biden. And part of the reason why I supported Joe Biden in the primary over Pete Buttigieg is that if ever there was a person who could help return this country to a sense of shared unity and normalcy, Joe Biden is it. He has a long and distinguished career in public service and politics. And he has much empathy from his life experiences that I think will serve him well in the office of the presidency here in the 21st century. But before we get to kind of the events of tomorrow, let's talk about the road of how we got here over the past year. It is a bit ironic, I think, that 1 year ago today is when the infamous New York Times editorial board episode of endorsements came out. And I think it's frankly ironic that exactly 1 year ago, he went to a paper that was never going to endorse him, a boardroom full of woke progressives who failed to see the candidate that the elevator operator security guard, Jacqueline, did. Those people never understood his appeal, and frankly, they still don't. But the guy who connected with and showed a bit of care for the everyday 9-to-5 worker working in that elevator, that was the person who he was most excited to meet that day. In that boardroom, in the top floor of that high-rise apartment building in New York City, they didn't get it, and frankly, they still don't get it. But Joe Biden is of humble means, a true average Joe. You can see that through his entire career, from his childhood through his college grades. Frankly, just totally average, the everyman. He has faced unspeakable tragedy. Obviously losing family members to a horrific car wreck just a few days after his first election to the United States Senate. He lost a son, Beau, who served in the military honorably, to brain cancer. So he does truly understand what it means to struggle through dark times. And I think that is why he is uniquely suited for the moment. Before we get to that moment, though, let's fit in an ad break here. Welcome back to the Just Above Average podcast and the episode, The Joe Biden Reset. Now, just before the ad break, we were talking about how this is a unique moment in American history. It is indeed a particularly odd transition. Our government agencies, by design, from those who have been in power, have gutted government agencies and not provided them a clear direction on public policy. Political appointees have attempted, and many times successfully, tried to purge career officials who disagree with blatant lies. Joe Biden faces more major issues immediately staring us in the face today than any president since FDR. Seriously, we are in a major recession, and one thing I do want to note, and there will be themes that I repeat over and over in the podcast because they need to be reminded over and over, the stock market is not the economy. It might be an indicator, but it's just one indicator, like an unemployment rate or wage stagnation. There's a bunch of other indicators as well. The stock market is not the economy. Take that to the bank. But we do have a major recession at the moment. If you've been living under a rock, we have a global pandemic where we've already lost over 300,000 American lives and millions worldwide. Our world leadership as a world power, as the shining light of the West, is currently in question or in flux, however you want to say it. And finally, of course, as I mentioned before, a government and government agencies that have been laid waste and barren. If a president faced any single one of those things, that would be considered a pretty major part of their presidency. FDR and Obama faced the Great Depression, the Great Recession. Harry Truman faced the fact that world leadership was in flux. We haven't really seen many global pandemics, but obviously that is a huge issue. And of course, we've had civil unrest that presidents JFK, Nixon, LBJ all faced. Those are major parts of history books, all those moments. And now here in 2021, which still feels weird to say, we are facing all of them at the same time. So, Joe Biden has an incredible amount on his plate. Facing some of those things won't be sexy or exciting, but they will be critical to the success of our nation. Now, I am encouraged by some of the signs that I've seen so far, in that Joe Biden is ready to move forward and move our nation forward, move our country forward as united people. Just recently, he has invited congressional leaders of both parties to attend mass with him on the morning of the inauguration. As a fellow Catholic, it is exciting to see a president who shares the value of caring about your fellow human beings And Biden knows better than most just what a level of struggle someone can go through. He has nominated qualified individuals to his cabinet. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. You might have political disagreements about policy or philosophy, but so far as qualifications go, pretty much to a T, all of them have at least a minimum level of qualifications. But I think the most important thing, and probably the best thing about Joe Biden, is that he has shown the empathy and the understanding for the troubles of the moment, while also not just glossing over some of the horrendous events that have happened, including the terrorist attack on January 6th. That's something that I think those political pundits and the New York Times boardroom and those writers in the Washington Post and any other kind of East Coast biased or West Coast biased media don't really understand. But I do think that will help our nation come together. And perhaps the most important thing is that dogs will be back in the White House after a 4-year break. If you don't know, Joe Biden has 2 dogs, Champ and Major, one of which is going to be the first shelter dog in the White House, which is pretty good because obviously it'll probably be a boon for pet shelters and adoptions, which is always a good thing. You know, you don't want to see pets and dogs put down. But yeah, so that's kind of the moment that we're in. I am very excited about watching all the events tomorrow. This year, this campaign has been full of totally new events and, frankly, on the fly planning and adapting. We saw that in the summer with the national conventions, and now the inauguration will follow that path of being a totally new experience with a virtual swearing in. I'm excited. And I hope all of you listening will join me in wishing well the new president of the United States. And hopefully our nation will continue to come closer together, and we will be able to restore that at the heart of America here in 2021. But we shall see. Hopefully the next 4 years are full of wonderful successes for our country. I will follow along. I will let you know when I disagree with the president and Congress. I'll follow elections of governors, Congress, midterms. I hope you'll stick with me here on the Just Above Average podcast. So thank you once again for listening. And next time we'll be talking about the first days of the new Joseph R. Biden administration. We'll see you later.